Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. I'm super excited today because we are going to be working on the long O sound, and I cannot wait. I just need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to please put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper in pencil and write neatly. So we can read your name, hello. And then when you're finished, go ahead and put your pencil down because we're going to look for some objects to color that have the long O sound. So let me tell you about this long O sound. O has two sounds. The short sound says ah, ah, ah. I'm here today to talk to you about the long O sound. And here's what it says. Ready? O. That's it. O? Yes, O. So I'm going to sound out something on the picture and I want you to look for it. Ready? It's going to have the long O sound. It's going to say O. M-O-L. 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 Mole. Do you see the mole? He's coming up out of some dirt. Do you see him? Let's color him brown. Find your brown crayon and color the mole brown. Mole has the long O sound. In the middle of the word mole, you should be able to hear O. M-O-L. Mole. Even your mouth is making an O like shape. Mole. Mm-hmm. It has the long O sound. And all you need to know for today is long O says O. And then you can say oh, like I get it. Oh, long O says oh. Now that mole has the long O sound in the middle. Mole. All right. I have finished coloring my mole brown. And I'm waiting for you to finish coloring your mole brown. And I'll give you 5 more seconds, and then I need you to put down your brown crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Finished or not? Okay, look for this word. Ready? H-O-L. H-O-L. Hole. Yes, hole. Boys and girls, there are 2 holes. Okay, here's what I want you to do for those 2 holes. We're going to color the outside of each hole green, like green grass. Go ahead, find your green crayon. Could be any kind of green, light green, dark green. It's okay, whatever you prefer, whatever you like. Color the outside only of the holes green. So the word hole also has a long O sound. Remember, long O says O. And you say O. And that's the long O sound. Long O says O. O. I get it. Now, mole and hole, they kind of sound the same. What do you think about that? Do they rhyme? Yes, they do. Mole and hole rhyme. They end the same way. So they rhyme. You can hear them at the end. They both have an L sound at the end. Hole, mole. Yep. Yep. I could even do some nonsense words. Toll, roll, coal, bowl, mole, knoll, fool. I just am losing my mind. Some of those were real words and some were fake. Some were nonsense. I have finished coloring around my holes. So I'm putting my green crayon down. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. And now let's color the hole on the inside black. Find some kind of a black crayon and color the inside of the holes black. There you go. Now that should have only taken just a quick second because that wasn't a very big opening in the hole. So take 2 seconds and then put down that black crayon, boys and girls. 3, 2, 1. All right. Now look for this name. It's the name of the boy. Ready? I kind of told you already. I kind of did it when I was saying the words that rhymed with mole and hole, but try it. Ready? K-O-L. K-O-L. Cole. The boy's name in this picture is Cole, and that happens to be one of my very good friend's son's name. It's true. So let's color Cole's hair. Let's color his hair yellow. Color his hair yellow. Cole has yellow hair, and it's true because my friend Stacy, her son is named Cole, and he has blonde hair. He has yellow hair. She has dark hair, but he has yellow hair. I know. So, all right, Cole rhymes with mole, rhymes with hole, and they all have the long O sound because long O says O. Oh, I get it. All right, I have finished coloring Cole's hair yellow. I will give you a few more seconds to finish coloring Cole's hair yellow. 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, put down your yellow crayon. Okay, look for this object. Ready? O's. 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 Hose. Do you see the hose? It looks like so much fun. Okay, usually the hose in your backyard or your front yard is what color? Do you know? It's usually green. So let's find some kind of a green crayon and color the hose green. Don't color the water green, just the hose. So hose has the long O sound, just like mole and coal and hole. If I sound it out for you again, you should be able to hear this sound. O. Ready? O's. There it was. I could hear O. Oh, I get it. Hose has the long O sound. Now, something we haven't talked about is that hose and mole and hole and coal, they all only have 3 sounds each. But if you were to read these words or write these words, they would have 4 letters, even though there's only 3 sounds. When you sound out hose, you hear 3 sounds. H-O-S. There's a letter at the end that you cannot hear, but you'll write it and you'll read it. Do you know what that letter is? I finished coloring my hose. I'm going to find my blue crayon and color the water blue really quick. Go ahead. So the letter at the end, sometimes people call it, I'm going to color my water blue. Sometimes people call it bossy E because the E at the end that you can't hear bosses the O around and tells him to say his name O. Some people call it super E, da 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 da, because it tells the O to say the long O sound. Some people call it magical E because it tells the O to make the long O sound. Some people just call it silent E because it doesn't make a sound at all, but it makes the O say a long O sound. I don't care what you call it. I just want you to know it's there. Okay, I have a green hose and I have blue water coming out of it and blue drops around Cole the boy. I am putting down my green crayon and my blue crayon, and I'm ready to move on. I'll give you 5 more seconds to finish up with the hose and the water. With a 5, 5 and a 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1. Here we go. Look for a new object. Put your crayons down. Ready? Look for this one. R-O's. R-O's. Rose. Do you see the rose? Me too. Okay. There's lots of them actually. There's more than one, isn't there? Let's color all of the roses. Ready? Red. Yes. Color all of the roses red. Find some kind of a red. It doesn't have to be a true red. It can be violet red. It's fine. So rose has a long O sound. Just like hose. Do you think rose and hose rhyme? Yep, they do, because they end the same way. Rose, hose. There you go. They end the same way, so they rhyme. They're in the same word family. It's just fab. Now, rose, just like all of our other words, has a long O. And even though you can only hear three sounds, r, o, s, there is a silent, magic, super duper bossy E at the end when you're writing it or reading it. It's true. It's true. Now, do rose and hose, do they rhyme with mole? Do they rhyme with mole? No, they don't. They don't end the same. Rose, mole. They don't end the same, so they don't rhyme. Now, while I'm coloring my roses, I noticed that these roses have some green leaves. So if you need to color some of those leaves green, if you want to pick up your green crayon and add some green leaves, that's fine with me. I'm going to do it too. I'm going to make some of these leaves green so I don't have red leaves. Which are possible, just usually not on roses, right? Right. Okay, so Cole has the hose. He's next to a bucket of a rose and 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 of them. There's a mole popping up out of a hole, and that's all that I know. That's all I know. I know long O says this sound, O. Oh, I get it. Put down your red and green crayons in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, find your pencil. Let's do some work at the bottom of our page. Look for number 1. You're going to see a row of pictures. I'm going to name the picture. If you hear the long O sound, remember long O says O, then I want you to circle it. Ready? The first picture shows log. L-O-G. No, that does not have our long O sound. The next picture is pot. P-A-T. Nope, that doesn't have it either. Our next picture is a pole. P-O-L. Yeah, that has it. Circle the pole. Our next picture is nose. N-O-S. Yes, circle nose. Our next picture shows a doll. D-all. No, leave it alone. And our last picture shows a robe. R-obe. Yes, that has it. Circle robe. So you should have circled pole, nose, and robe. Now let's look at number 2. It's a word. We're going to read that word. I just want you to remember there's an E at the end. Remember how I was talking about that? It's going to make the O say his name. O. It's going to be a long O sound. Let's sound it out. Hole. Hole. All right. Trace the circle around the O. That's our long O. And then trace the circle around the E. That's bossy E, magical E, super E, whatever you want to call it. It makes the O say the long O sound. Now scoot over. I see an H, a space, and an L. What should we put in the space? Yes, our long O. You write it in. And then what should we put after our L? Yes, the E. Hole. Now scoot over, write the whole word hole. Ready? H-O-O-L. And don't forget your E. H-O-L-E. Let's try number three. I see an E, so it's going to make the O be a long O sound. N-O's. Nose. Trace the circle around the O. That's our long O. And trace the circle around the E. That's whatever you want to call it, right? But it's silent. Shh. Scoot over. I see N space S. What should we put in the space? Yes, long O says O. O. And don't forget, after your S, you need E. Nose. Now, scoot over and write the whole word. Ready? N. O. S. Don't forget. E. Nose. N-O-S-E. All right, number four. It's a picture of a home. Let's write the word home. Ready? H. O. I mean, you'll hear it. O. M. So right now I have H-O-M. What do we need? Yes! E. H-O-M-E. Home. And number five is a note. We're going to write note. N-O-T. Now, if I don't write my special letter at the end, I have the word not. But this is a note, so what do I need to add? N-O-T-E. Note. Boys and girls, long O says O. Oh, I get it. You rock. We did it all. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.